from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, so you can put a pin in 1020. I'm not gonna ask you what his answers. I mean, I am gonna ask you what his answers would be because you have intel. Like you got inside.
I got a little bit
inside
yeah.
info.
Not
on,
as much as you think, on, but I got a little bit.
Well, that's part of the fun. Well, that's part of the fun right there. So we'll do that at 10:20. It is the eve of the new In the Loop iteration, which is going to be Monday at 10. Don't miss it. You've heard the promos, I'm sure, and we're excited about that. But I have had such, and I'm not. You know, I don't need to kiss your butt. You know, I mean, you know how I feel about you. But I've had a blast these last 2 weeks.
Me too, man. Yeah. And look, I know we start a new era on Monday, but man, this was a pretty good era the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. Me being on this show, man, how I started. Yeah. I remember people don't know this, but I started as the video guy.
You were the street team.
Yeah, remember watching the loop.
Yeah.
.com?
Yeah. Yeah. I was sitting in a little black hole.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Just hitting all those buttons.
Yeah. And every time y'all wanted to hear my take on something, I had to run around,
open the door,
speak on the mic a couple seconds, and they go right back.
Yeah.
So, man, it's been amazing, man. It's a little bittersweet, man.
Yeah, it is. It's great having you here, man, and it's been a great 2 weeks. So let's get into tomorrow because we'll like I said, 10:20, it'll be fun. You're going to find out as much as Figgy knows about the new guy. All right. So I'm going to ask you. I've got my answers, but I'm going to ask you right out of the chute. Let's not mess around. Let's be direct. Let's get to the point. What do you want to see tomorrow? And it's a two-part question, and I hate two-part questions. Who do you want to see the most out of? What do you want to see, and who do you want to see the most out of? Let me kind of get this started with a couple of things that I want to see. I want to see two series out of the first team offense, two series out of the first team defense, and then I do not want to see them again until September 8th.
I agree with that. Right. I want to see two series out of the offense and defense. I guess selfish me want to see a little bit of Joe Mixon.
Okay, that's my next one.
But
I'll just go through mine and you can react.
Okay.
I want to see Joe Mixon just show us a sign, like a real sign, not a 3-yard run. Hey, he looked like he hit the hole. Not a 50-yard run either. Just like maybe 5 carries and you're like, all right, 24 yards, huh?
Yeah,
I can deal with that.
If he pull off a 24-yard run,
yeah,
that's it. Right. Back to the sideline,
yeah.
Hang it up, take the helmet off, you're good for the day.
Yeah,
I'm totally fine with that.
I want to see and Sean was talking about this yesterday when he joined us, the old boots on the ground thing. I want to see what the stadium is going to look like, but more importantly, feel like with 70,000 people inside of it that has two gaping holes in the roof. And I know they're going to be blowing that AC, but it's just going to be because this is going to be the way the stadium's going to be until at least week 4 or week 5 of the regular season.
Yeah, and not only to add to that, but it's going to be super hot tomorrow, man. Like the weather is going to be really hot. They've been talking about make sure you stay hydrated. Yeah. It's going to be that hot.
It was comfy in the stadium yesterday. The one thing I also didn't tell you guys yesterday mm-hmm. is they've got all the decor is all in the new. It's all like Byron's t-shirt.
I noticed that.
Yeah, the end zone.
Same as training camp. The training camp had it on the wall.
Dude, the end zone looks awesome.
We're getting there.
It's got the new darker blue there.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Houston in the middle, like Big Houston. And on the left, it's got the old logo. And on the right, it's got the new H.
I love that.
Yeah. And the walls, like the you know, the they call them the dashers. If it were a hockey rink, like the walls that are right, you know, the front row is right wall. Looking over. Yeah, the 7-foot wall has all the new coloring and the logos and everything. Yeah. H is up, it says on there. Dude. It looks, I'm so excited.
I really like that style too, because if you watch the press conferences on YouTube, they have that same style, kind of that font and that style all over. Mm-hmm. Kind of like wallpaper, I guess.
Yeah.
It look amazing, man. It's very modern. I don't know another NFL team that went that modern.
Yeah.
So it looked dope.
It's very dope, and I feel uncomfortable saying dope, but I'm all in on that logo, and I still say, and maybe it'll happen, maybe later rather than sooner. I think that should be the regular home uniform, and the old uniform should be the alternate. But that's neither here nor there. I want to see kickoff and kickoff coverage team show us more. It's gonna get there, but we know Frank Ross hates this freaking thing right now, but he's got to get him going. I want to see more of the kickoff.
Yeah, I'm okay with the kickoff now. I think I feel like people are still trying to figure it out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely they
are. So I'm just a little nervous because I know it's supposed to be a safer kickoff.
Yeah.
But, man, it's still a tough collision, man. I just want everybody to come out safe.
We've seen that.
Let's go all in week one, man. I don't want everybody going all in for preseason games. What's this, 2-3?
Three for us.
Three for us, yeah. I don't want people to go all in like that.
And this is kind of hokey, but I think it's very, very real, especially this year. I want to feel the vibe, and I want to feel the energy, because this is the start of it at home, you know?
It's gonna be tough for this preseason game because I'm not sure how the crowd is. It's a little tricky.
But there's buzz though.
Yeah, no, it's definitely buzz. I think it's gonna be buzz throughout, and especially with the tailgating stuff. I know you're gonna be out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be tailgating probably Orange Lot for anyone interested in that.
Yeah, so it's definitely gonna be a buzz. But week two, Sunday night, whew, that's gonna be a totally different ball game type of buzz.
Bring it, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I want to see Kenyon Green back up his last game with another one. Like, okay. You know, I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, the coach called me out by name and it was very favorable after that game. All right. You want to be an everyday player? Show us you can be an everyday player. I want to see Kenyon Green back it up with another game.
I would love to see that, man. If he could just be out there for a couple series and do his part.
Yeah.
I'm fine
with
that.
Make those holes for Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
I want to see Stephon Diggs score a touchdown. I don't know why. I guess it's because I'm just so fed up with everybody piling on for no reason. Absolutely no reason. Maybe there was reasons in the past, but there's no reason right now. I want Stephon to just kind of shut them all up even before the season starts.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's going to be tough to do. I think we're going to have
to. They're never going to shut them up.
We're going to have to wait till like week 12 when the team is rolling and everybody is doing good.
Yeah.
For people to be like, that was a good fit, man. He ain't that bad after all.
Yeah. This might be a pipe dream for this game because I don't think Will Anderson is going to play. Little bit. I mean, he could play, but a little bit of an ankle thing. But I kind of want to see from Will Anderson what we saw from Danielle Hunter last week. Just give us one, man.
Is he playing?
I don't think he's going to play. But so that's kind of a pipe dream.
I want him to rest up to week one. Okay. Just get ready to week one, man.
I want to see the locksmith. Kamari Lack. He practiced yesterday.
Honestly, that would probably be number one on my list, to be honest. I want to see him for the first time in real game action.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm excited for fans to see it. He may, get beat on a couple plays. Every cornerback does. As long as it's not a touchdown, we're good. But his ball skills, just remember, like he has a little bit of that knack of kind of playing possum, or kind of letting a guy feel like he's open and then be able to break on the ball, which Derek Stingley does.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
And I think the good thing about him is he's going to get a lot of opportunities, too, because I don't think a lot of people going to test Stingley as much.
Yeah.
They're going to try to attack the rookie, and that's going to be his time to shine.
Yeah, and they'll do it. If the first team's out there, they'll kind of go right to that. And then this one is not necessarily like I'm juiced for it. I'm just very curious. I want to see the three players that we talk about the most in terms of, are they what we think they are? Will they even make this team? Should they even be a starter or in the rotation? Jalen Petrie, Damian Pierce, John Metchie. Got to see something.
Yeah, I want to see a little more Damian Pierce. Mm-hmm. I know the last game he only had 4 carries, 4 mm-hmm. yards, yeah. and I felt like he should have been playing at least a whole half, yeah. like just one half.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see how much he's gonna play this game.
Yeah.
If he, I just feel like they just been treating him like a starter. Yeah. I think he should play a little more.
All three of those guys. Yeah. And Jalen Petrie doesn't seem to be going anywhere, but show us something, man.
Yeah, I do want to see some. I think they probably going to wait to week one to really show off Jalen Petrie and mm-hmm. this new nickel position. As far as Metchie, he should be out there whenever he can.
Oh, all he can.
Yeah, I think he on the lifeline at this point, so he got to do something. And even if he do something, I don't know if he can even do anything about that. So, whatever he do, man, I just kind of curious what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio,
look, man,
how they feel about him.
Look, this is not an insult because they have legitimately said all the right things, seem to be trying to do all the right things. The coaches, you know, are very complimentary, but let's be honest, talk is cheap, you know, and getting coaches to have your back publicly is very cool, and it's a compliment, and it's important. But this is a bottom line business. This is a bottom line business,
and I think coaches understand that too.
Yeah,
and so yeah, it'd be interested to see how Metchie play in this game.
Yeah,
and even if he do have a good game,
yeah,
now it's like, will that help him, or mm-hmm. is the tube out the toothpaste at this
point? Yeah, 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 exactly. And then there's this. How about a little? We do this on Thursdays. We did it yesterday. How about a little pre-Texans Giants cap or no cap? Devin Singletary is coming back. It's a homecoming of sorts for Devin Singletary. He was interviewed yesterday, and he said this about Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is a guy who takes a lot of criticism publicly. There's a lot of different things said about him.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what have you seen from him, and how different is it maybe than what you thought coming in?
Yeah, for me, I didn't think anything. I like to meet someone first. Me personally, he's a dog. He comes to work every day. I feel like we're going to have a lot of fun this year with him.
What do you mean by he's a dog?
Just the way he attacks every day. You know a dog when you see a dog.
Daniel Jones is a dog, according to former Texan right, Devin Singletary.
We're going to have a conversation about the word dog. I was already kind of tripping about it with Laremy Tunsil calling everybody a dog.
He called everybody a dog.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation about the definition of dog.
I don't even think, okay, let's do it, cap or no cap. Does Devin Singletary even think that Daniel Jones is a dog?
No. No. And look, I know that's his teammate, and he can't throw him under the bus or anything mm-hmm, like that, but mm-hmm. nah, he know he ain't no dog, man. Especially after playing with CJ.
Yeah.
So if that's a dog, CJ got to be, what is he?
Yeah, exactly.
what's more scarier than the dog?
Yeah, because he was in the backfield with CJ Stroud.
Yeah, he's a damn lion, man. Like a tiger or something, man.
Yeah.
If Daniel Jones
is a triceratops.
A dog, yeah.
That's what we need to start calling him. He's a triceratops. He's beyond a dog.
Yeah.
How about a little cap or no cap with our own D'Amico Ryans? Right. This is what he said about showing plays in the preseason.
Everything for me about the preseason is getting our guys better. So I'm, you know, whatever guys show in the preseason, we'll have some things we show, some things we don't. But to me, what we've seen, guys can look back and see what we've done on tape, so it's not that big a deal. I want to see our guys execute at a high level. I'm really not scared of showing things and the opponent seeing what we run. At the end of the day, it's about our team, you know, improving and getting better with what we ask them to do and being able to do it. I think in live game situations, that's where it counts most, and that's where you have to see what can guys truly handle right when the lights are on. So I'm not opposed to running whatever we need to run to make sure we see what we need to see from our guys. And preseason is a lot about evaluating guys. So, you know, you put guys in situations to see, you know, what can they handle. And that's what it's all about.
So D'Amico Ryans says he's not afraid to run anything or show anything in the preseason? Cap or no cap?
I think it's no cap.
Really?
I look at D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick, you know, coming from San Francisco where they do I feel like they do all type of innovative stuff.
Yeah.
Where they try new things. And I do feel like they come from that mode where, hey, you got to try to stop it.
Yeah.
So I don't think they scared. I don't think they that type of coaching staff that don't want to show something because somebody else might get an advantage or something like that.
The old Larry Bird thing. I'm gonna fake to my left. I'm going to spin back to my right. And then I'm going to fade away off the glass. He said that during a game and did it to the he told the defender, did it, and scored. That's Larry Bird, though.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to say cap. I get your point, but only because they're not afraid to show anything is a little broad. I mean, they're not afraid to show some things that they will run in the regular season, but not anything.
Yeah.
Not anything that they might run in the regular season because there's going to be a lot of eyes on them. Is there anything else? 713-572-4610. You can reach us on the text board there or YouTube or Twitch live stream. And thanks for listening to the Odyssey app as well. Anything else that you're like, I am so looking forward to this. I want to see this because I went through my list and I mean, there might be some other things like just sort of around the stadium. I talked about the vibe. I'm really excited about that. I think the city's going to go nuts and is going nuts for this team. And if those, let's say two of the things I said happen, they're out there for two successful series, and Stephon Diggs scores a touchdown. Dude, it's over. I mean, it should be over till the regular season.
I'm super fired up. Honestly, you mentioned the vibe. I'm super fired up to just see the vibe here because remember last year, as good as of a year they had, fans still weren't really buying in until that playoff game. Man.
Yeah.
It was still it wasn't no sellouts and stuff like that.
And this is the offshoot of that.
Yeah, one they have a head start. Like people know this team is going to be good. They announced they sold out for the season.
Yeah.
And look, man, I think people really got to, you know that term, show up and show out.
Yeah, man.
People need to show up, show out, and show up early.
Yes.
Get there early. I know it's a preseason game, but get there early, man. Just
have fun. And a noon game on a Saturday?
Yeah. Soak in the moment, man. Go tailgate and make sure you stay hydrated because it's going to be a hot one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, have some fun. Get there early, man. Yeah. Make it an experience, man. Don't get there late. Man, we got to break that curse. Like my mother always said, that generational curse. We got to break that generational curse of getting there late, man.
Yeah.
Don't blame traffic.
No.
Get there early, man.
I'm
just
looking forward
to
just tailgate. I'm going to be out there early. I'm going to be out there before 9. Hanging out. I'm going to do the HEB tailgater of the game, which counts, by the way, if you're tailgating and you're planning your tailgate. It counts for the season-long thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just preseason doesn't count.
Yep, that goes towards the end of the year for the HEB tailgater of the year.
Yes.
So, yeah, man. So
that's going to be – I'm looking forward – and I'm looking forward to what Sean was talking about. The new colors, the new logo, the darker blue in the end zones, just kind of getting a good grasp of that in person.
Yeah.
It's going to be badass.
No, it's going to be fun,
it's
man.
It's going to be badass.
I'm fired up.
All right. Things are happening at Sports Radio 610. And Monday is going to be the big reveal, the big unveil. And with that in mind, my guy Figgy Fig has a little bit of intel, more than I do. Maybe. I don't
barely.
Know. Maybe.
Barely.
We're gonna pick Figgy's brain with several questions, real questions, not, hey, tell me about yourself or give me your resume. Real questions that are going to find out what our new co-host is really going to be like. And then I'm going to ask him the same questions on Monday. It's going to be fun. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day! Oh, give me some juice, baby!
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go. Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, who is it? Who's it going to be? John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Byron Matthews joining us today. Chris has the day off, and Byron stepping in like a champ. I might make him a little mad during confession, but that's okay. Yeah, it's all in fun. All right, so In the Loop, a new iteration of In the Loop, which started, I believe, 2013, 2012.
What, the actual
show In the Loop?
The name In the Loop started 2013.
2013, I believe, when Nick got here.
Okay.
We wanted to rename the show, and I said, hey, what about In the Loop? And it kind of stuck.
You ain't come up with that name.
Well, people say I didn't. Other people take credit for it.
Oh, I heard the PD came up with that name.
Yeah, you're right.
He ain't give you no credit.
It was a meeting.
I don't know about that.
There was a meeting when they announced the new show.
Where's your proof at? Where's the proof?
It's right up here, baby. It's right up here. I was sitting in the room, and he's a great friend. But I was like, what the hell? Because he's like, hey, new show, Nick Wright, John Lopez, etc. He decided to call it In the Loop. And I'm looking around like, I came up with that name.
He might have came up with it, but he did decide. I guess. It's his decision.
Oh, good idea, boss. Good idea, boss. All right, so anytime there's a change in this industry, people are like, all right, what's this guy about? Who is this guy? You know, what? And by the way, it is a guy. We'll give you that much. And it's going to start at Monday at 10 a.m. But I hate when people do the, hey, tell me about yourself thing. Or, hey, fella, you know, where do you come from? You know, where'd you go to school?
I hate that. I don't be knowing what to say. If somebody told me, hey, Figgy, tell me about yourself.
That's awkward.
I got a lot. I got a lot going on. Where do I start?
What do you mean, tell me about myself? So let's ask some real questions. Some real questions that are going to find out a little bit about the new guy. You're my source on this. I'm kidding, but you know, but I feel like it's going to be fun to ask these questions of you, how he would answer them. And then I'm going to ask them of him on Monday and see. I'll save your answers, or we'll remember them, and see how close you are. Did he play sports in high school? And if so, which one?
I'm going to say yes, he did play sports. And I think he probably, I could see him playing multiple sports, man.
What was his best sport?
I'm going to say his best sport was probably track.
Okay.
He kind of looked like a track guy.
Mexican food, Chinese food, or Italian food? First choice.
I'm going to say Italian.
All right. See, you know stuff.
I do not know stuff. I'm just kind of guessing.
What was the last thing that he stole?
The last thing he stole. I'm going to say maybe a pen. Maybe he just took
a pen.
Maybe he seen the pen.
Oh, not, you're letting him off the hook.
Yeah, not just, you know, just taking the pen. Yeah. But, ooh, I really like this pen. I'm going to take this one. Like, right. Actually take the pen. Yeah, like, not by mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Not by mistake. Has he ever hooked up with a friend's ex?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow.
He went. I feel like I feel like everybody that went to college did that.
See, you're giving us more information. He went to college.
Oh.
How about that? You didn't even know you did that. Beyonce or Rihanna?
I think he's going to go with Beyonce.
Okay. Does that mean anything? Country music or rock? And you can't say none of the above. Like, he has to choose between country music or rock. Classic rock.
I'm going to say he looked like a country guy.
Country?
Yeah.
How about that?
I might have that wrong, but I'm going to say.
Of course, you might have them all wrong. Has he ever had a near-death experience? And if you had to guess, what was involved?
I'm going to say no.
No.
He seemed like a careful guy. He
seems like a careful guy.
He don't seem reckless.
See? We're getting info. We're getting intel. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dogs? Has he ever broken up via text?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Right, that's another hint.
Yeah.
That means he's probably younger.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking. Because I know some people be like, that's a little tacky, but for a younger person,
that's normal.
Damn near normal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but it's normal for a younger person.
Yeah. Pineapple on pizza?
He better not be.
Hey, you're not answering it. How's he going to answer?
I'm going to say no.
No? Drums or flats?
I think he a drum guy.
A drum guy? Taking the easy way out. Does he believe in ghosts or aliens?
I'm going to say yes.
On both?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, so he's kind of deep. Wine or beer?
I think he, I'm going to say a beer person.
Beer?
Yeah.
Does he prefer doing the dishes or doing the laundry?
I'm going to say dishes.
Dishes?
Yeah.
Has he ever gone in a pool?
Gone in a pool. Okay. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. We're finding out some good stuff here. Does he gamble on sports?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna say yes.
All right.
I feel like everybody but me do it.
Does he recycle?
By choice or force?
No, like by choice. Like, he has two bins.
No, I don't think
so. No, he's not a recycler?
No, I think by choice, no. But depending on what area, I think you got to.
All right. Hoosiers or Field of Dreams?
I'm gonna say Hoosiers. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams?
That one I shouldn't know. Yeah.
Oh, that one you should have known.
Yeah.
Maybe Figgy's gone to the movies with him or hung out and watched some TV. 15% tip or 20% tip? And does he tip for takeout?
I'm going to say he a 20% tipper, probably 20 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say he don't tip for takeout.
And no on takeout. Okay. Has he ever ridden a horse?
I'm going to say I'm going to go out.
Think about it.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Has he ever eaten? This is now we're getting into the real stuff here. We're getting into the you and me stuff. Has he ever eaten someone else's food out of the office refrigerator?
No. I'm going to go with no. Oh,
this is a big, that's, this is, yeah. This is an important question. Here's another one. Does he reply all at the office on the emails?
I'm going to say no.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Okay. So I like those last two answers. I like those last two answers a lot. So what we can get here, somewhat athletic, younger guy, probably pretty straightforward on food with drums, Italian, and no pineapple on pizza. One of the boys drinks beer over wine.
I think so. And see, my strategy for that was he went to college.
Yeah.
And I felt like every college kid drinks beer for some reason.
Yeah. And not afraid to maybe break a rule or two, even if they're not official rules, like peeing in the pool or taking a pen that he likes or gambling on sports. And maybe has a little bit of a not lazy, sort of nonchalant streak. Doesn't tip on takeout, doesn't recycle, and at least he's never eaten food out of out of the office refrigerator.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a stab at one here, and okay. And it's based on nothing other than just a gut feeling. I'll bet you he's ridden a horse.
I can see that.
I'll bet you he's ridden a horse.
I can see that.
Which will fit right in. Oh, by the way, just some other information that we can share. He's a Houston guy.
From Houston.
From Houston. Yep. So he's a Houston guy, so that'll be pretty cool. All right. So maybe our listeners are get a better feel for things.
I wonder how wrong I am.
It's good. Well, we're going to hear him again probably about this time on Monday when he's here. So Alex Bregman tried to tell us, man. He tried to tell us, and now here we are. What else has to happen for the Astros? And we're going to talk about that next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. I am the cream. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. The cream of the crop. I am the cream. I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop! I'm on my way. On balance.
Hey, man. Shout out to Macho Man. I'm not even a big wrestling guy, but everybody knows the Macho Man.
Yeah.
And the cream rising to the top. Alex, remember when Alex Bregman said that?
Yeah.
And he was struggling.
Yeah.
Like beyond struggling. And he said, the cream always rises to the top. It has. I mean, it has. Astros and White Sox today. First of all, that's got to be a sweep, right?
It have to. Mm-hmm. I will be disappointed if they lose one game. And I know, look, man, it's cool. I know everybody lose a game once in a while.
Well, they swept the Mariners.
Yeah.
Which was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And good fortune.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the way the Astros been playing, they got to just sweep the White Sox, man.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking as well. I mean,
don't go into this like a trap game.
In May, or maybe even into June, I would have said, oh, man, who knows? The White Sox might get them. You know, because they were struggling like crazy and everything else. But now, I mean, the Astros, 10 games over 500, 8 in a row, 3 games clear of the Mariners, locked up the playoffs pretty much. I think it's like 82% chance or something like that. And, you know, they got the other teams looking behind them. Not just the Mariners. The Mariners are behind them now, literally. But, hell, like, some of these other teams in the AL.
Yeah, they like six. I want to say they like 6 games behind the Guardians with the best record.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Guardians, as of today, the Guardians, the Yankees, and the Orioles all have 72 wins.
Yeah.
Astros have 65.
Yeah.
Dude.
So they're about 6 games. Like, yeah.
What's going on?
So, I think they right there.
Yeah.
I think they should be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Whenever talking about I guess, scary teams.
Right. And when it comes to the White Sox, no longer is it, you know, fingers crossed. Like, we're at a point where the Astros, we should expect them. Now, look, it, we know baseball pitchers can dominate, and even a really horrible team can beat a really good team. But and Garrett Crochet is pitching. So, you know, he was a guy that the Astros had a eye on before the trade deadline. But Spencer Urquidy has been damn good lately. Hunter Brown has been damn good lately. And then Fromber.
They've all been good. Like every night I've been, you know, I always go to what the starting pitcher do.
Yeah.
They all been solid, man. Yeah. I haven't seen the starting pitcher struggle too much in the past couple weeks. Mm-hmm. They all been solid.
Yeah. And by the way, the Astros called up one of their best prospects, Shea Whitcomb. They did that officially today, but it was reported yesterday. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, what does that mean with Chaz McCormick in the outfield? And we'll see, but he's played almost exclusively on the infield, shortstop and second base. So he's played like 10 or 11 games in the outfield, so maybe. But they're making some moves. They're trying to bolster the lineup and get rid of some of the dead weight, so to speak. And that's kind of where I wanted to be here. Now what? Like now, where does the cream still need to rise? I'm gonna say Altuve.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's been awful, but we've seen what Bregman, you know, what he's doing now that he's dialed in. Yordan's dialed in. Altuve is the heart and soul of this team, you know, and I have confidence that it's going to happen, but I want to see it happen pretty soon where he elevates everything.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect answer. I think Altuve, and I don't think he need to get back to MVP Altuve, but if he can be that scary Altuve, clutch Altuve, somebody that Yankee fans are so scared of, F Altuve type of Altuve.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah, if he could get back to that, then I think it's super scary. And honestly, look, I don't know where Kyle Tucker is.
Well, right now. That's part of mine too. I want to see some signs.
Yeah, I don't know where he is, and I, honestly, I'm
He's
not
jogging.
Even, yeah, I'm not even. I'm at a point. I'm not even counting on him. Like if he come back, he come back. But right now, I would be surprised if he end up being shut down for the season.
But
like, I have no idea what to expect.
I don't necessarily think you're wrong. I'm just hopeful because. Like all of a sudden we went from, oh man, they're not very good, they're done, to, okay, they're making a little run, to now it's like, okay, we see the Astros. These are the Astros we know. But if you're going to get to the next level, which is make that run to another ALCS, you got to have Kyle Tucker.
You definitely got to have him. I just don't know if he's
right
available or will be available at that time. But I think right now you definitely need an Altuve. You need that F Altuve type of Altuve.
Yeah.
The guy that just go in when the crowd is going nuts and just break everybody's heart and just run around on bases looking innocent. You need that guy.
I think you need the F Ryan Pressly guy too. I think Pressly needs to be the nails that we saw, you know?
I'm not sure about Pressly, man. I'm a little nervous. It's funny because my dude G Man, he always call him Ryan Stressly.
Yeah, well, sure.
I don't know. I just want him to be decent. I don't need him to blow games.
Like if we're here, let's take it to the next level then.
Yeah, I guess I'm just out on him, man. Nah. I just don't. I think he's definitely been playing better, but I don't know. And then he hasn't. Yeah,
he's been inconsistent.
I just don't trust that guy, man. He lost my trust.
Yeah.
Every time he go out there, I'm just like, I don't know which Ryan Pressly we gonna get.
Yeah,
and if it's good, it's good. But I'm always like nervous every time I see him jog out there.
Yeah, and by the way, tomorrow Texans play at noon. The Astros play at 6, so you can do the double if you're feeling a little frisky,
double trouble.
If you're feeling
a little double fisting,
a little frisky, a little ambitious, you can do that. Also localizing it here, the NBA released its full schedule yesterday, and there's no real sense in going through a schedule. However, the Rockets, just as a note, the Rockets have 11 games on national television this season, two on TNT, one on ESPN, eight on NBA TV. And for the first time since 2019, They open a season at home by hosting Charlotte October 23rd. They're going to play 11 of their first 18 games at Toyota Center, and that's what kind of stood out to me about the Rockets' schedule. You get 11 out of 18 at home. They got Golden State among them. That's a good way for a younger team trying to get the next step to get going.
That's a good sign, man, yeah. Because I feel like the schedule makers haven't been too mm-hmm. friendly with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And they had like some crazy, you know, on the road type games.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good way to start off the team, man. Yeah. Start off the season. Just yeah. being that young team, kind of gelling together. And I'm kind of excited about the national games too. I know it don't.
Hit, oh yeah.
I know it don't hit like the NFL national games, mm-hmm. but I think this is a good look. And I wonder if they banking on the Rockets possibly making a big move.
Well, I don't know if they're banking on it, but they're certainly giving them a good look.
Yeah.
You know, with 11 games on national television, then they're going to play the in season tournament. Got to mention that.
I forgot about that.
I still don't like it. Maybe I'll get into it, but man.
Who was the champ? The Lakers was the
Lakers beat the
Pacers.
Pacers, yeah.
Yeah, you think the Lakers still celebrating that?
Yeah, they hung a banner. So that Rockets start group play on November 15th against the LA Clippers. Who cares? And then there's this. It's just frustrating, but I do have a question that's going to localize this. So Tom Brady. The dude is calling games already. He's calling games already. And so he just couldn't help himself. He did this video. It wasn't like some interview or anything. He did this video kind of teasing another comeback.
You're just flexing for social media these days. I just want to make sure all those young bucks in the NFL know that if I still wanted to come out of retirement.
All the way out. Go way out, way out.
Oh! They still got something to deal with.
Come on, man.
Dude, man. Tom Brady, man. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
The gig is up.
It's over.
It's over, man. Like, wrap this up, man.
It's over.
You got what are you trying to accomplish at this point, man?
Why? And
you already the GOAT. You got a bunch of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Just wrap this bleep up. It's over, man. It's over, dog.
And why does Tom Brady need to like get this attention?
Yeah.
He can get attention
you
just
got
walking
attention.
Down the street.
Man, you've been getting attention for the last, 20-something years, yeah. man? Like, it's over, dog. Just wrap this up, man.
Wrap it up.
Just go into the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Do your thing there. I know for a fact you're going to get attention for this
already. Yeah.
And before it ain't even start yet.
Yeah.
So just, if you need attention, just go in the broadcast booth and say something, man.
Let it go.
Stop. Yeah, it's over,
Let
man.
Let it go. Here's how I'm going to localize it, though. Do you think there's going to be a point this year where we're going to have that same frustration, that same just let it go, it's over, dog? Mentality with JJ Watt and all this talk about you know they're going to make the call or you know is he going to want to play? Do they want him to play? Do you think there's going to be a point or is he still young enough and maybe not as irritating?
I think he's young enough to mm-hmm. where it because I see it's bothering some people. Some people be like it's over, but remember he retired out of nowhere to me. I didn't think he was going to retire this early.
And he was still double-digit sacks.
He was still good his last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he probably feel a little older and all that stuff, but he was actually still all right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was washed up and over the age of 40 and all that stuff. No, he was actually still good. So I get it.
We're not going to reach that point this year?
Not this year.
I think mid-season – if this is still, the questions are still asked and they're still vague, you know, like D'Amico has been vague, JJ's been vague whenever they've talked about it, I think we're going to say, come on, yes or no.
Yeah.
Maybe not like it's over, dog, but maybe just like, all right, that's enough. I'm getting frustrated.
I think the part that will irritate me is the social media stuff.
Yeah.
So if somebody get hurt mm-hmm. and let's say somebody like TJ Watt, he get hurt or something like that. I don't want J.J. Watt to post a picture shirtless like, hey, if you guys need me. Like, come on, man. Like, though, if you want to play, you going to play.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Let's
it's not that hard to get back in the NFL if you J.J. Watt.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody going to sign you. Somebody will love to bring you
and
in.
And it could very well be here.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, that's when I get a little irritated.
I think if they keep asking and they're still vague, we're going to get there. All right, don't forget the Baseball Talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use that savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com. J.J. Watt is going to be mentioned again in the next segment, and I have a reason for that. The Texans had interest, reportedly, in a player that was traded yesterday. Why would they have interest in that position, that player, right now? We're going to talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.